playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time now for Town Talk today, a conversation with Assistant Director of Infrastructure Services, Rebecca Weatherall, about the Food Cycler program.
So this is a program that has now launched. Can you give a brief idea of what the Food Cycler itself is? What is this piece of equipment?
I like to call it like a crock pot for your compost. What it does is it has this little metal bucket inside of this sort of bigger overall unit. You fill this little bucket just like you would your regular composter. And then what you do is you put it in the sort of bigger contraption. And what it does is it heats it up and it grinds all the compost that is in the little bucket. And 8 hours later, you come out with essentially like a nutrient-rich dirt. Depending on what you put in, it almost even kind of looks a bit more like a mulch. So I put in orange peels to demo for the municipality at the Winter Carnival there, and it looked sort of like orange chippets and sort of orange fibers, and when you open it up, it actually kind of smelled citrusy as well. So it's just a faster way to break down your food waste. My fiance and I have been using it. We have packed now about 7.5 to 10 liters of organic waste compost into about a medium-sized Ziploc bag. So it really breaks down your food waste. It diverts food waste from the landfill, and it's really nice that way because food waste gives off a lot of greenhouse gas emissions, which in turn is not great for the environment. So if we can keep that out of our landfill and we can reduce the emissions at our landfill, then, you know, we're protecting the environment in and around our beautiful town here in Wawa. It's a cool initiative. There's also, it's equipped with carbon filters. So it actually doesn't smell really at all. When I was running it at Winter Carnival, you really couldn't smell the waste breaking down. And those filters are replaceable for a small fee and then through the Food Cycler website. Or those carbon filters aren't necessary to run the unit. So if you wanted, you could put it somewhere, say like a garage or a shed or a basement, or you're not worried about the smell, and you could just run it without the filters as well. So the filters don't make a huge difference in terms of running the unit. It doesn't take any more power than charging your laptop overnight. It's just a really great alternative to find ways to, you know, divert your waste, and you can add the end product to your garden or your lawn or into whatever fertilizer and things you use for your houseplants. It's totally safe that way because it's just all food that you've just eaten. So there's really no downsides, in my opinion, of trying to go with this unit.
So the pilot program itself is just offering this at a subsidized, discounted rate for the consumer. Do they need to do anything besides just purchase it?
Yeah, so there's a survey. So for the 12 weeks that you have your unit, you're going to keep track of how many times you run your food cycler each week. And then that way, the food cycler program, the organizers who own this unit, they take that information and they can give it back to us and say, okay, so based on all these people that have used this unit, this is how much food waste you've diverted from the landfill, and this is how much greenhouse gas emissions are, you know, now not being produced because of us trying to save our food waste from going to the landfill. So there is a portion of it where people that invest in this pilot program, they will be asked to keep track of how often they run their unit every week for 12 weeks. And then they'll also fill out like a satisfaction survey and whether or not they thought the unit worked for them, what they liked and didn't like about it. Because in that way, the Food Cycler group can take that feedback and continue to make their units better and better as we continue on. And if this pilot is successful, we would be looking at running a second one or finding another way to get more units into more homes.
You do keep the unit after that period, though. It's not that you have to return it after this pilot ends.
That's correct, yeah.
Anything else you want to make sure people know about the program itself?
I just really think it's a great alternative for composting. I know my fiance and I were a little bit afraid of composting because of wildlife and other nuisances that come with composting outside. And so this is just another way for people to do the same thing all year round. And a lot of people in the wintertime don't compost that often. So again, just an alternative to continue sort of that green technology push forward that you're seeing more and more in communities. And so this is just, yeah, a really great way, I think, for the municipality to invest in their residents and provide them with other alternatives to just throwing everything, you know, in the landfill.
If people are interested, if they want to get one of these units, what can people do?
So to start, to get one of these units, you need to be a resident of the municipality of Wawa. And what you can do is you can go on the municipal website, search in our search bar the Food Cycler program. There's no space between food and cycler. There's a whole page there that has all the details you need to sign up. Residents will fill out a SurveyMonkey indicating what size of unit that they are looking for. They can either e-transfer to ar@wawa.cc or they can come into the municipal office and pay for their unit. The units are on a first-come, first-served basis, so just because you filled out the survey does not mean that you're guaranteed a unit. You must pay for your unit in order to be guaranteed one, and we only have 100 of them, so act quickly because as of earlier this morning, we had 23 units already purchased. So we are running out quite quickly.
Once again, that is Rebecca Weatherall, Assistant Director of Infrastructure Services, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.